I am here to awaken a bright new age of global humankind. I am looking for men and women who will live free of every kind of seeking, attendant only to the consciousness of universal prior unity, who will constantly devote themselves to the responsible cooperative management of individual and collective human life in the indivisible form and logic of reality itself, rather than the egoic and separative form and difference-bound logic of egoity and illusion. Such men and women are the unexploitable human presence of reality itself. They will not devote themselves to turning the world to dilemma, seeking, life exhaustion, and mere experience bereft of wisdom. They will not devote themselves to the gross exploitation of desire and mere conditional possibility. They will not devote themselves to strategic ascent to various goals beyond, or to absurd evolutionary aims, or to merely conventional, exoteric, and esoteric human transformation. They will actively function in the intrinsic pattern of reality itself, turning themselves and all of humankind, and indeed all things, into unconditional relatedness and balanced well-being. They will everywhere remove the effects of previous separative action and restore the form of life to prior unity and indivisibility. They will design and enact every kind of stability, and they will constantly rediscover the beautiful itself. They will everywhere establish the presence of undivided peace, while they constantly abide in the tacit apprehension of the intrinsically egoless context of reality itself. Their eye of intelligence will always be on the present forms of perception and not on the otherwise unreal, or on the merely objective, or on the merely subjective, or on the false, or on the artificial, or on the absurd, or on the ironies of mere mind and memory at all. Their perception of present form is always already stable and whole, and not a mere reflection of some other time or event. They will not think and do the world as if it were merely a symbol for entirely other and would-be things. They will constantly assert the egoless form and pattern of reality itself, while always conscious of the prior unity of all. They will always serve the order of egoless wisdom and seamless knowledge. They will always further develop the necessary, and they will always employ only the life-positive means. They will always make only economic and wise use of science and technology, or all of conditional knowledge and its applied capability. There will not be